I'm ready if you're ready. What's up, guys?
What's up, bud?
We all set? Perfect. All right. Let's go ahead and call to order this special meeting of the North Line County Fire Protection District. It is Monday, July 1st, 2024, 1801, 6:01 p.m. Let's go ahead and start with a pledge. Director Skinner, would you lead us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll go ahead and observe a moment of silence. Move on to item number two, public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it has been properly placed on an agenda for a subsequent meeting. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person. Unused time may not be reserved by the speaker nor allocated to another speaker. The public may comment on any matter that is not specifically included on an agenda as an action item or comment on a specific agenda item. Items not included on the agenda cannot be acted upon other than to place them on a future agenda. Any public comment? All right, no comment. We'll go ahead and move on. Item number three, discussion action regarding the ratification of fiscal year 2023-24 and fiscal year 2024-25 collective bargaining agreement. We got hung up last meeting on this. We were looking to ratify. We did have one article that came to our attention that was not the currently agreed upon article. Worked with the union's negotiating team. Casey also did some digging for us. We did find some minutes from the August 2022 meeting. Unfortunately, the minutes from the meeting prior to this were not, we weren't able to find them, and so that would be the ones that would have the actual actionable item where this was discussed. However, in these minutes, item number eight, if you guys take a look at that paper I handed out in front of you, discussion regarding local 4547 negotiations. I'm just going to read this verbatim, and this is kind of what I'm basing this off of here. Chief Nichols shared that there was an issue with the first step captain's wage. It was a rollover issue when this contract was initially negotiated 2 years ago. Chief Nichols and local 4547 Union President Joe Mendoza met and were able to agree on a couple of very small changes to Article 4. They also added the Battalion Chief grade, which is one of the pay scales that we approved prior to passing the current budget. He stated they added Item G, which is language regarding acting officers. Based on that language, we did receive from IAFF 4547 President Mendoza the last meeting, Article 4 salaries. This is the currently accepted form of that article. There was an MOU in place between the district and the local that was approved, and it was never pushed forward in the contracts that I think we all have in our possession now. So we are going to rectify that. I feel it would be most appropriate to accept this Article 4, specifically the box with the grades in it, the pay scales. The language is obviously going to be that of what was proposed in the TA'd article last meeting. So if you look at just the boxes, the step one captain's wage was corrected to reflect the current MOU language, and then a battalion chief scale, step one through five, was added. Any questions, comments, concerns?
I think the difference was $2 on that wage, right? $25.
It was
$25.47. Yeah.
What was that? I'm sorry.
$25.47.
And I think what had happened. My note sheet is actually sitting on my desk at home, right where it helps us the most right now. Running the numbers there was a percentage difference. If you look at the steps across the other, like from step 2, 3, 4, 5, they were appropriate in percentage spread. That step 1 wasn't adjusted appropriately. So it was just adjusted to mirror the percentage spread across the rest of those. And I believe it was 5 or 10% was what was added from the firefighter / paramedic / engineer grade, and then that was your captain's wage. Don't quote me on that, but I believe that's what that percentage spread was, and we've just made that equal across the board. That's what that MOU has corrected. And then the battalion chief wages, those were comparables to my understanding at that time when that MOU was pushed forward. Is that right, Joe?
He carried on the same percentage spread from step 5 captain.
Okay.
And step 1 touch.
And that was, to my understanding, comparable for the area, right around average.
And it was when you guys allowed the contract to be open, that was the negotiations between the local and the fire chief that we agreed to that was presented at that.
Okay. All right. So did that, all that?
Yeah, I just know that on the packet before that we were looking at when it was presented to us, it just... My memory served me that the captain wage was different, and we didn't have the battalion chief on there.
That's correct. Yeah. Okay. It was the article before that correction was made and agreed upon, yeah. And that just never got pushed forward with the current copy. Okay. So.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Perfect. Any other questions?
Good.
All right. So with this addition to the rest of the T-aid packet, this would complete a T-aid. Copy of all of the articles that were discussed and negotiated upon for both fiscal years. At this point, we have the ability to ratify the document as a whole. The changes that were presented to the board were specifically the articles and the language that was changed. We're not going to give you a 70-page contract to skim through. Those are just the pieces that we talked about, touched, and made some changes on. So. We could at this point ratify, and then it would go to the union membership to ratify on their end. Once both parties have reached consensus and they've ratified, then this now becomes a legally binding document and the new CBA for the duration of this fiscal year coming up. And that would end on June 30th of 25.
Was it a 1 year?
It's a 1 year contract. Based on the relationships previously, the union wasn't comfortable entering into a multi-year contract.
Okay.
So I think, however, that being said, we've made some pretty big strides in rebuilding a lot of that trust and those relationships to work us into a multi-year contract.
So are you looking for a motion today to ratify it so it can go to the union? And then once they do theirs with our TAs, and it'll come back for a final?
It would just come back.
Or is it just accepted at that point?
At that point. So once we ratify, we've essentially signed off and accepted it. So long as the union TAs, or excuse me, as long as the union ratifies, they say okay to it, and then it becomes the new contract.
One thing before. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Before we move further, obviously I think I know the answer, but Chief, as the interim chief, are you comfortable with the language in this modified agreement?
Absolutely.
And second, just a comment that when I got on board, obviously this subject here was kind of the most contentious issue that we were facing, and I took my responsibilities in carrying out NRS 288 very, very seriously, because it was something that we jumped into immediately upon me getting here. So I'm extremely happy that we have gotten to this point. I think we started somewhere late February, early February, with the renegotiation team, and I'm very happy that we have gotten to at least an agreement that we can provide to the union with our ratification tonight, hopefully.
I was going to mirror that and also ask, do we want to ratify fiscal year 23-24 on a separate issue, and then 24-25 on another motion?
So the way that the draft contract is, so based on what I've seen from the union's lead negotiator, who's Joe Espinoza, he has provided me with a kind of first pass rough draft with all the changes plugged into it. So if everything happens here as according to what we just talked about and the union does the same, that will be the new contract. We're still doing some formatting. There were some preserve formatting issues that we're dealing with to get the pages numbered right because they weren't lining up before. A lot of uninteresting, not fun stuff that we have to do still. We would make it a package deal. So the way that the contract is cut right now based on how the draft looks, the articles that were specific to 23-24, they're denoted at the on the title in parentheses for the sake of saving paper and keeping it clean. Next contract cycle, when we come back to the table, we bring a new contract to ratify, it will just be that new contract cycle. It won't be this 2 years worth of negotiating in one contract stuff. So it might be a little confusing on first pass, but I think those denotations on the top of the articles help guide that.
So you want a motion on 23-24 and 24-25?
That would be where the 2 years came in.
Okay. Yeah. That would be where the 2 years came in. Yep.
Because Adam had rectified before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I make a motion that we ratify the CBA contract as written for fiscal year 23-24 and fiscal year 24-25.
All right. You have a motion?
I'll second that.
You have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. It'll pass 4-0 with one absent. And then I'd just like to add again, Mike, I appreciate you stepping up, being involved. We got it done. Joe, I know, Mark, you sat on the team as well. I appreciate you guys. I feel like we worked together really well. Look forward to doing it again next year if the chief wants me to continue to do that, and if Mike wants to continue to be involved in negotiations. I think if we keep it going the way we've been doing, it'll be a lot more streamlined. We'll hit our deadlines like that, no problem. We've been working together well enough. I don't see that changing. Awesome, yeah. Sorry it took this long, but we're making it right as quick as we can. All right. Go ahead and move on. Item number 4, public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it has been properly placed on an agenda for a subsequent meeting. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person. Unused time may not be reserved by the speaker nor allocated to another speaker. The public may comment on any matter that is not specifically included on an agenda as an action item or comment on a specific agenda item. Items not included on the agenda cannot be acted upon other than to place them on a future agenda. Do we have any closing public comment?
So Becky, before the 4th of July, inviting you guys all to come out to the park on the 4th of July. That's fun. We're staying on to the parade. It should be a very long parade.
When does the parade start?
10 o'clock. Apparently there's going to be a trailer in. With a crane. Wow.
Cool. July 4th, 10 o'clock. I will be at work, wrist deep in who knows what.
I do have one comment. I know that we don't have board members on here, or directors on here, but I just, as a citizen as well as a family member, I want to commend the fire department for all the comments that I received. My aunt lost her home to a fire, and she was very, very complimentary on the efforts with everybody involved across that the work that was put in for that. And you know, when it's just in your back door, it makes it a little bit more personable. And so I just want to express my gratitude to the department and to all of you of the resource team as well, for doing such a great job to protect what could be protected at that point. So I just want to thank you.
We'll pass that on.
Yeah, please.
Any other public comment? All right. We'll move on to item number 5, adjournment. We will have a legal brief for the board.
Recording stopped.
Chief, if you'd like to stay and drop in on that, you're welcome to as well.